Hello and welcome to Emergency Contact, where people tell good stories about bad injuries. My name is Brian Russo, and with me is my co-host, Andy Fitch.
Hey, everybody. I am not a doctor.
Yeah. A lot of people have been coming up to me and saying, Brian, are you a doctor? No.
We're not doctors.
We're not doctors. I don't know why we've refuted that.
I don't know where this came from.
So anyway, we're going to start this off how we usually start it off. Andy, have you acquired any injuries this week?
No. I mean, I had that sort of mental stroke.
Oh yeah,
thing.
Do you want to talk about that?
It's
not really an injury,
but it was weird. We just left a movie. I walked out on the street and I started a sentence. We were talking about how there are so many people on the street, and I was going to say, "Oh, I forgot it's spring
break."
People
on the street.
But I said, "I forgot James Earl Jones." My sentence stopped, and I said James Earl Jones instead of "I forgot it was spring break."
Made no sense.
I have no idea why I said James Earl Jones.
And then we walked around the street trying to find a poster of James Earl Jones that you would have made that connection to. No dice.
We hadn't seen anything with James Earl Jones. We hadn't been talking about James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
How about you?
I mean, this is almost not noteworthy, but I did get a little cut on the back of my hand today. But it's something that I want to talk about, where at work there's cable wraps that if you don't cut them right, it's basically like small razors that you're like reaching into a rack and you're going to cut your fingers up. But I was thinking, at what age do you stop putting Band-Aids on?
I never liked Band-Aids. I don't know. Band-Aids are just gross.
I guess I'd still put on a Band-Aid, but if it was on my finger.
If it wouldn't stop bleeding.
Sure. But and then this one in particular, it's the back of my hand. And people have said I've had Robin Williams-esque hairy arms. Putting a Band-Aid on that would suck. That's my story. Okay. Andy.
Yes.
I think it's about that time that we bring out our guest.
Please introduce her.
Today our guest is the wonderful Brooke Comegys.
You said it right.
I did.
You did a good job.
Great.
I was a little nervous that you'd have to do that a couple times.
Do a lot of people mispronounce it?
All the time.
Okay, well,
and
I mean...
It's like the cutesy, how you say it? And I'm just like,
how you say it?
Fucking guess. Guess. And then I'll correct you. I want to hear what people think. Most time, people are really close, but...
Okay, what did I say?
You said my name correctly, Comegys. It's Comegys.
Okay, yeah. Comegys. I did say it. All right, let's note that down, that I nailed that. Andy?
Noted.
Okay, thank you.
It's on the board.
You might know her from Breakthrough Radio, where she does Bitch Talk with Brooke.
Mm.
And her breakout role on Blindspot.
My breakout role.
Hey, you're an FBI agent.
Non-union, thank you.
Hey, you're an FBI agent. That's cool.
It's really funny because I'm the youngest one there and I don't look like an FBI agent. So everyone's like, how the hell did you get on this? And I'm like, good fucking question. Okay. I own a pair of slacks. I think that's, they literally call me. They're like, hey, do you own black slacks? I'm like, yeah. They're like, would you like to work on Blindspot? I'm like, I'm very poor. That'd be great.
Well, here's the thing. Did you have black slacks or did you just lie to get the job?
No, that's really funny. I think the first episode I borrowed from my sister and then I bought some.
So you're a liar.
I'm a liar.
Well, now they know. So anyway, Brooke begged us to come on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Brooke has an interesting story about an injury that she wanted to tell. We have no idea what it is. That's kind of our deal. So Brooke, enlighten us.
Okay. I can tell you this injury includes two accidents.
All in the same time?
No. But it's my whole life comes back to this one area of my body that shit keeps happening.
So it's a sequel.
Oh yeah. So there's part one, there's part two.
Okay. All right. Well, let's start
with part one. All right. So I've never broken a bone in my body ever.
Me too. Andy?
I'm safe.
Look at us.
Yeah. I've never,
look at us.
I've never broken a bone in my body, but I have a gnarly fucking scar on my left knee.
Prove it.
Well, okay.
No, I'm kidding, though.
No, I'll show you. It's pretty.
Oh,
It's pretty healed now, but
it's gnarly.
There's part two right there. Part one, though, is the bigger boogaloo. One. My what?
The electric boogaloo of knee injuries. Wow. So anyway,
I was in first grade, was like 7 years old.
What were you wearing?
Hot pants. I'm in first grade. I have an older sister named Leslie, 2 years older than me. And one night, summer night, my mom and dad were like, we're going to go out to dinner, like family dinner.
Pizza?
No, there's actually this bar restaurant my parents really loved. They went like when they were young. Whatever.
That's nice.
It's just like a fucking bar. It's like burgers and fries and beer and shit. So like, yeah, we went out to dinner to this place called Michael's. And Michael's is funny because it's just like this bar that like the owners have paid off the cops in the area to like leave them alone. So like I was drinking there when I was 17. This is first grade though, guys. They don't serve first graders. But anyway, so yeah, we're out to dinner. Michael's, probably had a burger, played a couple arcade games. So yeah, great dinner, summer, hot summer night, whatever. We're driving home. And for some reason, me and my sister were like really into playing basketball at that time. Yeah. Like just, we had a hoop in the driveway. We'd always play. And me and my sister, I remember for some fucking reason, decided to like beg our parents, can we please play basketball? It was like dusk, like almost dark, and we're like, please, please, please. They're like, no, we're going inside. Like, we're not doing this. And we're like, please, 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 please. Just shoot a couple hoops. Please, please, please.
And please, mom and dad, ball is life.
Yeah, ball is life. Just look, like look at my hoops. Earrings. I'm wearing fucking basketball. Yeah, because ball is life. Like, honestly.
Do you still play?
Fuck no.
All right.
Can you slam dunk?
No, I'm 5'2". No.
I don't know.
If the hoop was 5'3", yes.
So you raise your arms this high.
My arms are 1 inch, so... What was it? Yeah.
Right.
Okay. We begged my parents, and finally they were like, okay, fine. We'll play like 15 minutes, whatever.
Couple of hoops.
And our hoop was perpendicular to our driveway, which we had a small yard, which was lined with scallop bricks, which are those like half round bricks. And my sister, it was her turn to like shoot the hoop. She didn't make it, and the ball went to the yard area. So me, being a dumbass, was like, I'll get it, because it was my turn next. Like, I was not going to let my sister, like, go get the ball before me and have a second turn. So I fucking run, land on a scallop brick right on my knee, and I just remember grabbing my leg and being like, and, like, being carried to, like, my front steps, and I could see the inside of my leg, and, like, it just was, like, so quick that we're like immediately in the emergency room, and it's the only time I've been in the emergency room, and for that's like pretty traumatizing for a 7 year old.
Oh yeah.
I've never, like, I only lost someone in my life, my grandmother, a year ago almost, so like that's like the only like thing I've ever dealt with like hospitals before, like other than that was like when I was 7, so like I never had to deal with that.
Well, I mean, consider yourself lucky.
Oh fuck yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, absolutely. I'm so fucking lucky. Dude. So the funny thing about that is like they have like these like asshole like learner students, like EMT students or whatever, giving me my stitches. The assholes forgot to numb half my leg.
Which half?
The right half, if you want to fucking know. And all I can remember was my parents holding up a towel so I couldn't look at my leg, and my mom petting me going, you're gonna get that Game Boy, you'll get it. Talk about the what color do you want, like trying to like, because all I wanted was a Game Boy at the time, and like you'd be like, no, like you're not getting a fucking Game Boy, like fuck you, like maybe Christmas, maybe Santa if you're good. Then like the second I like chop my fucking knee, they're like, whatever you want, whatever you want. And then yeah, I had to go to school with a fucking brace on for a few weeks.
A brace? Wow. So like,
so you couldn't bend it?
Couldn't be, yeah, at all.
Can I ask, did that like Game Boy offer open the floodgates to like fake injuries for?
Yeah, did you?
No,
did
I
you
was try a good kid.
Sucking up for,
I was a really good kid.
Okay.
No, I got it, but I got,
you got that
Game
Boy.
I got that fucking Game Boy, lime green.
Oh, I was gonna say what color? What was your first game?
I think Pokemon.
Pokemon, red, yellow, or blue?
Red, yellow, or I think blue, and then
was there a
gold?
Was there a Pikachu following you?
Yes. Like,
that was gold.
That's white. Or sorry, yellow.
Yellow.
It was yellow then.
It was
then.
Gold then.
Yeah.
It stressed me out. Video games actually stressed me out a lot. So I stopped playing. Like, I can watch people play video games for hours. Like sometimes when I can't sleep, I'll just watch like tutorials on fucking YouTube. Like, I told the story today. Growing up, I could not play high level stress games. That the only game on GameCube I really had was a baseball, like 2002 All-Star game. And I would have the computers match each other. And then I'd score the game. I knew how to score baseball games. And I had the fucking sheet. And I would like be like, ooh, I wonder what that's
gonna be. So basically this game was like scoreboard worker simulator. So you were in control of the
that's
score.
As much stress as I could handle.
You're like, Chuck Knoblauch got a double.
Well, so what, you didn't like high stress situations?
Fuck no. Like my older cousin would play like Hitman and I'd watch him play it and I'd be like, I can't. I'd have nightmares.
Yeah.
No.
Do you think it was because Pokemon Yellow, just walking through the high grass, you're like, something's going to jump out and get me?
Yeah, I would
you're
get
just
scared.
Waiting for that.
That's what would scare me. That honestly would scare the shit out of me.
Okay, so that was part one. Was there?
Yeah, you said aftermath.
Okay, well, this is funny.
This is the interesting thing. You said you didn't go back to the hospital for
anything. I've never been.
So part two is non-hospital related.
Non-hospital.
Okay, but still the same knee.
Yeah, like right on top of part one scar, which is like 4 inches long and pretty. It was pretty fucking deep. It was like it's a nasty scar. It's only like now, like you can't really see it, but like growing up, everyone'd be like, "What's fucking wrong with your knee?" And I would like have to tell the story. Now nobody really cares.
Sure.
Okay, so part two.
We care. That's why you're here.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Because I begged you.
Yeah.
Part two is so I was sophomore college when I had my first boyfriend who like of course like first love is like such a big fucking deal, but you know, like
it means
first,
everything,
it means fucking everything.
It could, I don't know,
it did, it was important to me. Yeah. And like, you know, like it didn't fucking work out, but I still went to college with him and I didn't, and all my friends were his friends, so like they stopped calling me. I was like very alone. I had just gotten this apartment in Brooklyn or whatever, really heartbroken and everything. And like the one thing I'm sure you can understand, like going to SVA is like parties, like you go to like if there's a SVA party like on a rooftop somewhere, like it's like, oh man, everyone's gonna be there, you gotta go. Of course, like I'm like, okay, I'll go, but what if he's there? And like, and my friend's like, you gotta go, you gotta get out, you gotta get out, like just have a couple drinks, you're fine. So anyway, like yeah, he ended up being there on this fucking roof in the East Village. And I had like few too many drinks, and he didn't say hi to me. That like I was like fucking
asshole.
Wasted. I was like, fuck this shit. Like just wasted, and I was like, I'm gonna go say hi to him. Like fuck, I have a fucking cigarette.
Is that your drunk voice?
Yeah, I'm like, I have a fucking cigarette bobbing out of my mouth. I hate smoking. When I'm drunk, like really drunk, and I start smoking cigarettes, you know I'm fucking wasted. So I like have this cigarette bobbing out of my mouth. And
you
like,
guys, she has a cigarette in her mouth right now.
I'm fucking wasted. I go up to him like, hi, happy birthday. And he's like,
was it his birthday?
It was like the day before. And he's like, okay. Thanks, it's like really good to see you, whatever, like trying to be nice. And I like said something mean to him and like he was like, can you not do this here? And I'm like, whatever. And I like, walk away. And then like I'm so pissed at myself that I'm like, fuck him. I'm gonna go punch him in the face. So like right like when I'm like running back, I fucking fall on a piece of glass. I don't know what.
Broken glass on the ground?
Yes, on the fucking rooftop. I like lost control of like, I like did it. I lost all ability like to walk. I like didn't, I lost.
Like
I
rubber
didn't
know, legs?
Yeah. And like there happened to be glass and it's like, I'm going to go fucking punch him in the face. And like fall on a piece of glass. Get up. Completely miss punching him. And I like grazed his forehead.
It's not nothing.
He ended up like.
Contact.
Running off the roof and like locked everyone on the roof. And so I'm like,
he locked everyone on the roof?
Yeah, so like I didn't even like realize that like my leg is fucking gushing blood. Like I have like a huge disgusting gash on my leg. It's bad.
Did other people see this?
Oh yeah.
Like the fall and the miss punch?
I want to go back to the, so you did you take a running start to punch him?
No, I can't tell you. Probably. Okay. I have no idea. I can't fucking tell you. This is 5 years ago, 4 years ago. Just me and alcohol and anger and like sadness don't, I mean, for anyone, but yeah. Me with getting drunk enough that I have cigarettes hanging in my mouth, people were like,
that's
keep
the
her
warning
away
sign.
From anyone. Yeah.
Was it still in your
her.
Mouth when you got up to punch him?
Yeah.
Did you
lose that cigarette? Everyone wants to know.
Yeah, I think I did. I think I was not cool enough. But yeah, so he locked everyone on the roof. Someone ended up getting it open and I like ran
out of the park. I didn't even think about that. So did you notice your leg is bleeding?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say
I had no idea.
That would be a panicky situation if you were locked on the roof and you had like a major injury.
No. So I'm like so fucking upset. He locked everyone on the roof. I'm like just hysterical. I'm like so fucking embarrassed because this whole party just saw this. Someone finally opens the door and I run out and my best friend is like, can't, like, she has all my shit, by the way. She has like my purse, she has my phone, my keys, everything, to the point where like I just run out of the apartment and I jump in a cab. And that's when I realized in the cab that like my whole leg is like just red from blood that I somehow got into my apartment building. The guy felt bad for me because he saw my leg. He's like, where do you need to go? You need to go to the hospital? I'm like, no, take me home. The guy like just like dropped me off at my apartment. And like I was like just crying outside my apartment door. Some woman in my building felt so bad for me. She just saw me like with this disgusting gash. Like I should have gotten stitches. Crying my eyes out. She's like, are you okay? And I'm like, I can't get in my apartment. And like, I just like, I had a terrible night. She's like, okay, honey, you can sleep on my couch. So this random woman let me sleep on her fucking couch.
Wow.
And like, fucking, like, tell her my life story. And like, basically, she made me feel a lot better. I remember she was like, look, I've been where you are. I've been heartbroken. And like, I can tell you it gets better. I'm like, are you serious? She's like, I was so heartbroken and like I just married some guy. My husband, no, not just some guy, sorry, that came out so wrong. I just married my husband like 2 weeks ago and I love him so much. Like it shows it gets better. Things get better. I'm like, I'm 19. Like I'm not getting married and you're not making me feel better.
Her advice is like, just go marry some guy.
Just marry some guy. And I'm like, I'm not even a junior in college yet. Like, fuck you. But she did let me sleep on her couch. And
did you actually tell her to fuck up?
Yeah, I told her to fuck up. No. No, I was just like, thank you so much. It's like, what a kind soul. Let this bloody girl, like, crying her eyes out.
A stranger.
Yeah,
so I have that gross scar that I didn't ever get, like, properly.
Well, here's a question.
Emotional scars.
Do you keep in touch with her?
I tried.
Are you guys like, were you pals for a little bit? Or?
I tried, but she kind of like.
She froze you out?
She didn't freeze me out. We just never saw each other in my building. And like, I left her a really sweet note. And like, I worked up the street at a restaurant. And I was like, I will buy you and your husband dinner, like, for what you did for me. And she never took me up on
She's
it.
She's like, I need some space.
She was like, this bitch is crazy. I don't want her fucking.
You took free a swing dinner. At her. So anyway, so scar on top of scar.
No, yeah, it's really gross.
Is there scar tissue? Like, does it feel?
Oh, it's disgusting. It's like just recently, like this is 4 years old now. Like, just feels like there's nothing there. But like, if I hit it on a table, like if someone touches my knee weird, it's like a significant other. I'll be like, you can't. Can you fucking stop? Yeah. Like, I'll like get mean about it. I'll be like, if it doesn't feel good,
yeah,
it does not feel good.
Like. It hurts or like
it's so sensitive that it's just like
you can tell when it's going to rain.
It's
something.
Like Chinese water torture.
Still.
Yeah. No, it's fine. Like it doesn't feel weird like when nothing's touching it. But if someone's like nicely caressing me or something, I'd be like, can you like not
can
do
you
it there?
Do people do that? They like go right for it.
If you're dating them. Yeah. Not like fucking people on the subway.
I can attest to that.
Yeah, but
do you
like,
need to
I don't,
like learn how to like touch a woman?
No, like one of these days you're gonna get under the bra.
I got under shirt,
under the shirt.
I'm Brian,
under the bra, but like it's still on. So it's
I still have the like wire mark on my hand.
Yeah. If you have one word of advice for any listeners going through similar situations, what would you say?
Yeah, I shouldn't have. Like, if I could look back, I'd be like, don't go to that fucking party. Go to the movies with like a best friend.
Yeah.
Don't drink. You don't need to fucking take like, you don't need to rip shots and go to a fucking rooftop party with people that you don't care about and people that don't care about you.
Exactly.
It's like, go fucking Netflix and chill it.
All right. So if you find yourself in that situation, watch a movie, or if you want to follow through with it, you can probably get a Game Boy out of the situation.
You could.
Yep.
Maybe.
Hey, Andy.
What's up?
I think it's about time we play a game.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. What game should we play?
I think we should play Celebrities, They Bleed Just Like Us.
Let's hear that theme song. Okay. The way that this game works, this is very complicated. I'm going to give you a scenario in which a celebrity becomes injured.
Okay.
And then it's a multiple choice of what the who the celebrity is. You have to guess it. If you get it right, today's big old prize is a cool meal. You excited for that, Brooke? You want
a cool meal?
A cool meal.
Like, I hope it's like an actual mill on some land somewhere.
Not a cool $1 million.
Oh, a cool mill. Yeah.
like a cool sawmill or something.
Yeah, I thought literally like, even like, you want a windmill?
You could probably buy one with $1 million.
A cool mill.
Cool mill. Okay, so this is for a cool mill. Are you ready, Brooke?
Never.
Okay, well, let's wait until you're ready.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, all right. Number one, in 1995, this celebrity broke their arm while filming a scene, and the injury was written into the script to avoid delays. Is it A, Kevin Costner, B, Brad Pitt, C, Bruce Willis, or D, all of the above?
I have no fucking idea. I do know. Well, I was like hoping.
There's a cool mill on the line, so.
Well, I'm not going to fucking win. I don't know. Brad Pitt?
That is correct.
Oh, wait, really?
You nailed it. You just got to get one more?
Two out of three? 2 out of 3 gets you a cool mill.
Okay. In 2012, this TV personality went blind for 3 days after. After the reflection off a body of water burned out their retinas in both of their eyes. A, Katie Couric. B, Brian Williams. C, Anderson Cooper. Or D, all of the above.
Anderson Cooper?
Brooke, you just want a cool meal.
Oh my God.
Congratulations.
I love Katie Couric. I wouldn't know if that fucking happened or...
Brian Williams, whatever. He would have lied about it.
Right? He would have been like, my eyeballs fell out of my head.
Do you want to double up?
Yeah.
Double up on that cool mill for the last question.
Because there's one more question.
It's for a cool two mill.
I got to say, you're the first person to have won a game on this podcast. Everyone else has
looking
lost.
Up. Third time's a charm.
We shouldn't have upped the ante to a cool mill. Okay. In 2011, an 84-year-old woman driver struck this celebrity while they were jogging. They left the hospital with only a black eye and minor bruising. Is it A, Shia LaBeouf, B, Reese Witherspoon, C, Keira Knightley, or D, all of the above?
Fucking Shia.
I'm sorry, it was Reese Witherspoon.
She got hit by a fucking car?
By an 84-year-old woman driving a car.
Oh my God! Wait, are you... oh my God. How did I not know that? I know her birthday was 2 days ago.
I'm a little surprised by this reaction. Wait, you know her birthday?
I love Reese Witherspoon.
Why don't you marry her?
She's married and has three beautiful children.
It's not over till she walks down the aisle.
She fucking walked down the aisle. You fucking idiot.
So, unfortunately, you don't get the cool two mil.
Ah, fuck it.
So, our record stands. No one has won a game.
Yeah, you shouldn't have doubled or nothinged.
Well, I had no fucking choice.
You didn't have to take it.
You could have walked away. You said, no deal, Howie.
Did you know
that the banker in Deal or No Deal, do you know who that is?
No.
You know the like silhouette of the guy?
It's Sting.
This is true.
That's not true. That's so fucking funny. I'm telling people that from now on.
People that for a long time.
That is the funniest thing.
And they all
thing.
Believed it. And, it kind of looks like him.
If I ever meet Sting, I'm going to tell him.
What was it like up there? Was it dark?
Did you really talk to him on the phone?
He really was just like singing like, Roxanne.
Well, fun fact about Reese Witherspoon's injury was the lady never knew who it was. Okay, so no win. And I believe that is all the time we have.
No, I have a funny story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You saw a celebrity get injured.
It was like, 4 years ago, like right before 4th of July, and I was walking with my then boyfriend to Prospect Park. I had never been, and I was like, I want to go. Like, nice day. Like, let's drive my car over and, like, lay in the field. So we parked the car, and you know how there's, have you ever been to Prospect Park?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know how they have, like, the big bike loop?
Yeah.
You have to cross it to get to the field, whatever. So we're crossing the loop, and we're in the middle of the street, like, of the loop, and we hear, ow, ow, ow. And this woman goes head over handlebars on her bike.
Wait, she was saying ow before
she flipped?
Yeah, she like fucked up and like, or no, I don't know. But like, all I know is I heard like, ow, ow, ow. And like, this woman had just gone head over handlebars. Okay. So she's like, and like, people are like, oh my fucking God. Like, and like, how, like, her fucking papers and her bag flew everywhere. And like, this other guy on a bike just like skids over and is like, oh my God, honey. And like, at first, like, you don't realize who it is. And then I just turn to my boyfriend at the time and I go, that's fucking Anne Hathaway. And he's like, no, it's not. I'm like, dude, she just fucking cut all her hair off for Les Mis. Oh, and like, man. She has short hair and it looks just like her. And he's like, oh, fuck. And it was so funny. So I'm literally like, for when I didn't know who it was, I'm like, that poor woman. And then like, when I found out it was
a great pixie cut.
I'm like, feel terrible. And then when I found it was Anne Hathaway, I'm like, fuck, I'm taking a pic. And I took a picture. And then like, I just, afterwards, she like, just like needed a second that she like sat for like 20 minutes on the side of the bike loop, just like breathing really heavy. And no one knew, like for the longest time, like paparazzi like took her picture being like, what happened to Anne? With like a brace on. And no one knew but me. Me and Anne had a fucking secret until she fucking went on Jimmy Kimmel after she won her Oscar for Les Mis and was like, I have a great story, Jimmy. So
she, me and my pal Brooke were in Prospect Park.
Yeah.
I
have a picture.
You know what they say? Celebrities, they bleed just like us. Okay, well, that's a good story. Do you have the picture still?
Yeah, it's on my Instagram. I'll show you later.
All right.
I think it's framed in my house.
She signed it. With her left hand, because her right hand was broken.
That's funny.
So she broke her hand.
She fucking broke her arm. I just don't understand. Like, yes, I've like fallen off my bike before, but like the fact that she like...
As an adult?
I've like over been the pushed handlebars. Off my bike.
Okay, well, I mean, that's
as an adult in the East Village.
Brooke, would you like to plug anything? Anything at all?
My butthole.
Gross.
No, it's
natural.
It's natural. No, I mean, I guess I do have my web series. I have my web series, Bitch Talk with Brooke on Breakthrough Radio.
And how can people find that?
It's on BTR today, or just add me on Facebook because I love new friends. Always.
There you go.
Yeah, and follow me at The Bearded Clam on Instagram because that's where I do it most and do it big.
Okay, Andy, do you have any plugs?
Nope.
No? Really?
You can follow me on social media at Tom Hanksgiving, but...
That's you?
That's me.
Fuck.
Oh, is his reputation preceding him?
I don't know why it would.
I know you.
She knows you.
We do most everything.
And I don't really have any plugs. All right, well, thank you, Brooke, for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Andy, let's close this thing out.
As much as we like talking about these things, we obviously don't want anybody... to get hurt.
Yeah, so stay safe out there. That's the end.
Bye.
Bye.
What are you wearing? Ah!